at that point, but we knew we wanted something. And I remember meeting him, and he looked directly at John and said, "What is it you sincerely want? What do you want more than anything?" And John just looked at him and...
And I sat there and I thought, we'd been discussing this for a couple of hours. I sat there and I thought for a couple of minutes and I said, "Bob, I really want Pat and I and Tony to have our own house for Christmas 1982. And this was early November. And that's what I wanted, and it scared me. We hadn't done real well financially up until that point. We were living in a basement apartment, and the idea of owning our own home before Christmas was what I really wanted. But I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what I needed to do it. I didn't know where I was going to get the money. I had never bought a house before. I didn't know even who I had to contact as far as a lawyer or a real estate person or anybody that I needed to help me get this house.
Not only that, John, we didn't even know how much money we needed. We didn't have a clue. We just thought it was astronomical, and we sort of discounted it, put it out of our minds.
And that's when Bob sat there and looked at us and he said, "Well, what you have to do is put together a plan." And with that, he reached down and he moved his coffee cup off the placemat and he picked up this placemat. And I still have it. I'm not a collector, but I still have it because it...
You've got to look at this. It's great. It says the Prince Hotel down there. And
Bob turned it over and he wrote us out a recipe of what we needed to do to get this house. And he wrote a statement on top of the placemat, and it says, "Decide on the amount you want to live the way you want to live, and go for it." And with that, we started into some action. Bob suggested a real estate agent that we contact and get this real estate agent to show us some houses, find out what the prices were, find out what kind of house we wanted. We had to get a picture, a clear picture of what we wanted. We had to get emotionally involved in that picture. It was something that was... it was such a big idea for us at that time. It scared us. It really made us uncomfortable. And with that, Bob laughed. You know, he really did. He said, "It should make you feel uncomfortable. If it's a big enough goal, it will make you feel uncomfortable." And he grabbed my day timer that I had sitting on the table, and he opened it up until December 20th. And you can see the day timer. He put a line through the day, December 20th, 1982, and he wrote, "Moving into house." And that made me feel uncomfortable. After that, we closed the day timer, and he said, "Well, I have a real estate agent that you can call. I know of a girl that's attending the seminar that's a very good agent." So he told me to call her. And I said, "Okay, Bob, when we get home, I will give her a call." He said, "No, call her now."
There's a quarter, go.
So I went to the phone and I called her and made an appointment with the real estate agent. And later that afternoon, we went and looked at some homes. Within a couple of days, we found exactly the home we wanted. And then the pressure really came on because we signed an offer on this house, the offer was accepted, and we still did not have the money to close the house deal. It was interesting. It was a lot of emotion. It was a fair amount of pressure because it was uncomfortable. And when you're doing something different than you've normally done in your past, it becomes uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable to you. But to make the story come
fine,
to a full ending, November, early November, we chose the date, December 20th, to move in the house. And at 7 o'clock, December 20th, the lawyer brought the keys to us, and we unpacked our furniture and moved into the house. That's the Pat and John story. It's a good story. It's true.
Think of how the proper advice